And a very good morning to you. News Talk 1110 KBND. It is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. My goodness, Monday already? Can you believe it? Well, it's not going to be so bad. We'll just have to work our way through it. Dave Jarvis decided to take the easy way out and sleep in today. However, Lori Robb is in with the news.
And good morning, Frank. Bend police continue to investigate the robbery and assault in Drake Park Saturday evening. Police say a 15-year-old girl was walking alone on the footbridge in the park, talking on her cell phone, when a man approached her and tried to talk to her. He then punched her in the jaw, knocking her to the ground, grabbed her purse, and fled on foot. The girl did not require medical attention, and there was nothing of value in her purse. Lieutenant Chris Carney of Bend Police describes the suspect.
Anybody was in the area and they saw somebody matching that suspect description, which is a white male, late teens or early 20s, had a dark shaved hair. He's about 5'10", medium to kind of a heavier build.
Lieutenant Carney says if you have any information about the case, please contact Bend PD. Well, weekend disturbance outside of Boondocks Bar and Grill on Northwest Newport in downtown Bend resulted in head injuries to a Bend police sergeant and minor injuries to a woman involved in the argument. Bend police say a police officer on patrol heard and observed an argument between several people in an exit to Boondocks just before midnight Saturday night. Believing that the argument would soon escalate into a physical fight, the officer called for backup units and then attempted to separate the people involved. In other news, the Occupy Wall Street protests continue all over the country in large and small towns alike, even here in Bend on Saturday. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with a state party leader about the movement.
Not everyone believes in the Occupy Wall Street movement, but the executive director of the Oregon Democratic Party, Trent Lutz, says it certainly speaks to an anger.
And so there's definitely a power that there is a frustration out there that there's disparity of wealth throughout our nation. And people are standing up and saying, this is something that's important that we need to look at, that 99%, you know, of us that are not the wealthiest in the nation actually deserve a fair shot at making sure that the economy can prosper for all, not just for the few.
Critics of the movement say the focus of the protests isn't clear. They believe protesters should have an objective rather than just being mad about the middle class being squeezed financially. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Partnership to End Poverty is launching a new program that would train high school students and their parents at the same time. In these tough economic times, the head of the local nonprofit says this creative idea of training two generations at once could really catch on. Scott Cooper says they will launch the program at Redmond High School this January.
For adults and kids simultaneously being trained for some medical professions work. That particular program is targeted at not only helping kids get the skills that prevents them from getting into poverty as they leave the system, but also invites their parents along to come in and be trained alongside of them in the high school. And I think that's a really exciting new model, the idea that we are dealing with two generations at once.
Cooper also says things are not always as bleak as they seem, and he's seen more people downsize their expectations and find creative ways to adapt to lower wages going forward. A company new to Portland could soon be working up a new way to create energy from city water pipes. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
The Portland Development Commission doing green networking, introducing Lucid Energy to the city and its water bureau. Ann Mangan is with the PDC.
All these parties are going to work together on pilot hydropower system.
David Schaff, Portland Water Bureau, explains.
Something that they call a spherical turbine, which is designed to extract excess energy from pipeline.
He says Lucid and the city will have to figure out which pipes can be used for a test run. Cost to be picked up by the company. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Republican State Representative Bruce Hanna was in Bend on Friday speaking with local businesses, healthcare professionals, and government leaders. Hanna is part of a special task force that is looking for ways of solving the state's economic problems. He says the ongoing demise of Oregon's timber industry has not been offset by the tourism industry as many thought that it would. And coming up next on your local news at 6:30, kids helping kids. That's the idea behind Inspire. We'll have details. Again, that's coming up at about 6:30. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.